వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీకిలపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సర్వగతం సహజనా రఘునతం తం సజీవం సర్వేతం సవదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణవరం సహజనా లలితా శ్రీవేదాంబికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గౌరేశా గోపికా కాంత రాధానందనమస్తుతే సప్తకమంశన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే ప్రాణమాలి హరిప్రియే వంశదలాదుర్జస్య కృపా సింధు జైవ చ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య
నరం
చైవ
నరోత్తమం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం
దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం
దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం
ప్రయశభద్రేషు భాగవత సేవయా
భాగవత సేవయా
భాగవతీతమ శ్లోకే
భగవతీతమ శ్లోకే
భక్తి నైస్తికి
భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికి
శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య
శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య
నిత్యానంద
ప్రభు నిత్యానంద
అద్వైతాగత ధార
శ్రీ అద్వైతాగత ధార
శ్రీవాసరి గౌర భక్తవృంద
శ్రీవాసరి గౌర భక్తవృంద
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే
రామ హరే రామ
హరే రామ హరే రామ
రామ రామ హరే హరే
రామ రామ హరే హరే
ఓం నమో భాగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భాగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
కరోతి వాచలాం పాంగోన్నాంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినకారణం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినకారణం One of the bullocks seems to be breathing very heavy. A lot of the time, I don't know if that's natural. One seems to be breathing more than the other. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 1, chapter 19. Okay, text number 9 and 10. శారద్వన్
శార్వన్
హరిష్టనేమేర్
హరిష్టనేమేర్
త్రిగూర్
త్రిగూర్
అంగిరాస్
అంగిరాస్
పరాశారు
పరాశారు
గాధీ
గాధీ
సుతో
సుతో
అథా
అథా
రామ
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 ఉదాత్య
ఉదాత్య
ఇంద్ర ప్రమాద
ఇంద్ర ప్రమాద
ఇదా బాహు
ఇదా బాహు
మేధాతిథిర్
మేధాతిథిర్
దేవల
దేవల
అరిష్టిషేనో
అరిష్టిషేనో
Bharad Vajo,
Bharad Vajo,
Gautamaha,
Gautamaha,
Pipaladaha,
Pipaladaha,
Maitreya,
Maitreya,
Orvaha,
Orvaha,
Kavashaha,
Kavashaha,
Kumbhayonir,
Kumbhayonir,
Dvaitayano,
Dvaitayano,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Naradas,
Naradas,
Cha,
Cha.
Atrir Vasishtas Javana Saradvan
Atrir Vasishtas Javana Saradvan
Aristane Mir Brigur Angirascha
Aristane Mir Brigur Angirascha
Parasaro Gadhi Suto Tarama
Parasaro Gadhi Suto Tarama
Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavahau
Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavahau
Atrir Vasishtas Javana Saradvan
Atrir Vasishtas Javana Saradvan
Aristane Mir Brigurangirascha
Aristane Mir Brigurangirascha
Paras Parasaro Gadhi Suto Tarama
Parasaro Gadhi Suto Tarama
Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavahau
Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavahau
In Gokuldam they have
gold platinum
with cow dung.
With cow dung?
Cow dung in it.
And
they have put cow dung.
And they just put cow dung on the wall then?
It means actually the wall there is mud, so they have put cow dung on it.
Okay.
Then the ash is come from burning our wood.
Zero free. What is that called?
Zero budget.
Zero budget. Blackboard.
And chalks are made out of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should. Point is that we should. Have something, you know, nice, so that everyone can follow the verses. Okay, one more time here. Atrir Vasishtas Javana Saradvan
Atrir Vasishtas Javana Saradvan
Aristane Mir Brigur Angirascha
Aristane Mir Brigur Angirascha
Parasaro Gadhi Sutota Rama
Parasaro Gadhi Sutota Rama
Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavahau
Utatya Indra Pramaded Mavahau
Druid mentions before the translation, it's unusual. Atri to Narada. Atri is the first word in the verse, and Narada is the last one, practically. All names of the different saintly personalities who arrive there from different parts of the universe. Not only different parts of the planet, but different parts of the universe. Special gathering. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Okay. From different parts of the universe there arrive great sages like Atri, Javana, Saradvan, Aristanemi, Brigu, Vasishta, Parashara, Vishwamitra, Angira, Parashuram, Utatya Indra Pramada Idma Vahu Medatiti Devala Arsti Sena Bharadvaj Gautama Pipalada Pipalada Maitreya Orva Kavasa Kavasha kumbha yoni dvaipayana and the great sage Narada purport. So the purport basically is a brief explanation of these different great personalities. Chavana, a great sage and one of the sons of Bhrigu Muni. He was born prematurely when his pregnant mother was kidnapped. Chavana is one of the six sons of his father. Bhrigu. When Brahmaji was performing a great sacrifice on behalf of Varuna, Maharshi Bhrigu was born from the sacrificial fire. He was a great sage, and his very dear wife was Puloma. He could travel in space like Durvasa, Narada, and others. So it's not only Narada who had that ability, Durvasa, and Bhrigu, and others. And he used to visit all the planets of the universe. Before the battle of Kurukshetra, he tried to stop the battle. Sometimes he instructed Bharadwaja Muni about astronomical evolution. And he is the author of the great Bhrigu Samhita, the great astrological calculation. He explained how air, fire, water, and earth are generated from ether. He explained how the air in the stomach works and regulates the intestines. As a great philosopher, he logically established the eternity of the living entity. That is in Mahabharata. He was also a great anthropologist, and the theory of evolution was long ago explained by him. We think we are discovering new things. He was a scientist, a scientific propounder of the four divisions and orders of human society known as the Varnashrama Institution. He converted the Kshatriya king, Vitahavya, into a Brahmana. Vashistha, Prabhupada gives a reference, Srimad Bhagavatam 196. Parashara. He is a grandson of Vashistha Muni and father of Vyasadeva. He is the son of Maharshi Shakti, and his mother's name was Adrishyati. He was in the womb of his mother when she was only 12 years old. Yes. And from within the womb of his mother, he learned the Vedas. Good head start. No wonder, you know, some of these personalities, it's like when they're born, you know, when they come out of the moon, practically speaking, they start quoting shastras, you know. So that's why we can understand why personalities like, you know, Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, they can take sannyas, you know, like at the age of 7 and 12 years old. And age of 7 is said to be l'âge de raison, eh? The age of reason, the age when a young child starts to reason a little bit, you know. But here we see that, you know, some of them, they've already reasoned everything out way before the age of 7. His father was killed by a demon, Kalma Shapada. And to avenge this, he wanted to annihilate the whole world. He was restrained, however, by his grandfather, Vashistha. He then performed a Rakshasa killing jagya. But Maharshi Pulastya restrained him. He begot Vyasadeva, being attracted by Satyavati, who was to become the wife of Maharaj Shantanu. By the blessings of Parashara, Satyavati became pregnant, became fragrant from miles. He was present also during the time of Bhishma's death. He was spiritual master of Maharaj Janaka and a great devotee of Lord Shiva. He is the author of many Vedic scriptures and sociological directions. How to get his books. Sociological directions. Gadhi Sutta or Vishwamitra. So, another name for Vishwamitra is Gadhi Sutta. A great sage of authority and mystic power. He is famous as Gadhi Sutta because his father was Gadhi, a powerful king of the province of Kanyakubja, part of Uttar Pradesh. Although he was a Kshatriya by birth, he became a Brahmana in the very same body by the power of his spiritual achievements. Normally in the life, Varnashrama system, one goes through the different varnas, more slowly. In the next verse, one may be elevated to. He got elevated from Kshatriya Varna to Brahmana in the same life. He picked a quarrel with Vasishtha Muni when he was a Kshatriya king and performed a great sacrifice in cooperation with Maganga Muni, and thus was able to vanquish the sons of Vasishtha. He became a great yogi, and yet he failed to check his senses and thus was obliged to become the father of Shakuntala, the beauty queen of world history. Once, when he was a Kshatriya king, he visited the hermitage of Vasishtha Muni, and he was given a royal reception. Vishwamitra wanted from Vasishtha a cow named Nandini, and the Muni refused to deliver it. Vishwamitra stole the cow, and thus there was a quarrel between the sage and the king. Vishwamitra was defeated by the spiritual strength of Vasishtha, and thus the king decided to become a Brahmana. Before becoming a Brahmana, he underwent severe austerity on the bank of the Kaushika. He was also one who tried to stop the Kurukshetra war. Angira, he is one of the six mental sons of Brahma. And the father of Brihaspati, the great learned priest of the demigods in the heavenly planets. He was born of the semen of Brahmaji, given to a cinder of fire. A lot of history and a lot of unusual events in the purports here. Utatya and Samvarta are his sons. It is said that he is still performing austerity and chanting the holy name of the Lord at a place known as Alokananda on the banks of the Ganges, I guess somewhere in the Himalayas. Parashuram, that reference is given, same reference, 196. Utatya, one of the three sons of Maharshi Angira. He was the spiritual master of Maharaj Mandata. He married Badra, the daughter of Soma, the moon. Varuna kidnapped his wife Badra, and to retaliate the offense of the god of water, he drank all the water of the world. Unusual, huh? To say the least. Medatiti, an old sage of yore, Medatiti, an assembly member of the heavenly king Indradev. His son was Kanva Muni. We have one Kanva in Gita Nagari. Well, he went back home. But he's not quite Muni, he's Kanva. Kanva does. We had the famous Kanva in Mayapur. very famous. I think none of you knew him. When I was in Mayapur, Tamba, he was from the United States, actually. He was a very eccentric personality, but he was very expert. Actually, it'd be nice to invite him here. Maybe. He's an expert in agriculture and horticulture. And, he managed the whole Mayapur for many years, actually. And the whole Mayapur, like gardens, and Mayapur gardens, for those who've been to Mayapur, they required, you know, a lot of planning and a lot of manpower. So he had many local people actually working for him, but he would direct them because he was, before becoming a devotee, he was living in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii is like the heavenly planets. It's like Bali, right? In Indonesia, Bali is like very much like Hawaii. Everything very, weather is ideal. Everything is very. Everything grows. You just, you know, plant something. You don't even have to plant it. Just throw it on the ground. It grows. You know. I won't tell the story of how he became a devotee, but he became a devotee in a very unusual way. So Kanda, then Devala, a great authority like Narada Muni and Vyasadeva. His good name is on the list of authorities mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna acknowledged Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we read all these names, and especially some of the descriptions or activities, actually during the class, the Tosi can be put on, again, on the side here or something. Otherwise, when there's people there, they're like hiding behind the Tosi. Just put on the side here because he will go in the, not too close, so that we don't tip over when they come out. When we hear these different names and descriptions, most of these are, I mean, very less known to most of us. And it just goes to show how we know very little of our, you know, history. Because actually that is our history, you know. Hearing about these personalities, this is a real history. Because history, according to Bhagavatam, one should study historical events which are connected with Krishna, with Krishna consciousness. Historical events of great personalities, where one can hear about their extraordinary activities which will, you know, inspire us to take more seriously about Krishna consciousness. It means that this is meant to be, I suppose, in traditional Gurukul, these are subjects that are, you know, studied much more than we do presently. Devala, Devala, a great authority like Narada Muni and Vyasadeva, his good name is on the list. Yes. He met Maharaj Yudhisthira after the battle of Kurukshetra. And he was the elder brother of Dhaumya, the priest of the Pandava family. Like the Kshatriyas, he also allowed his daughter to select her own husband in a Swayambara meeting. And at that ceremony, all the bachelor sons of the rishis were invited. According to some, he is not Asita Devana. Bharadwaj, also from Bhagavatam 196, details are given. Then two more here, Gautama and Maitreya. Gautama, he is one of the seven great sages of the universe. Sharadvan Gautama was one of his sons. Persons in the Gautama Gotra, or dynasty, today are either his family descendants or in his disciplic succession. The Brahmanas who profess Gautama Gotra are generally family descendants, and the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas who profess Gautama Gotra are all in the line of his disciplic succession. He was thus, he was the husband of the famous Ahalya, who turned into stone when Indradev, the king of heaven, molested her. Ahalya was delivered by Lord Ramachandra. Gautama was the grandfather of Kripacharya, one of the heroes of the Battle of Kurukshetra. And the last person described here is Maitreya, a great rishi of yore. He was spiritual master of Vidura and a great religious authority. He advised Dhritarashtra to keep good relations with the Pandavas. Duryodhana disagreed and thus was cursed by him. He met Vyasadeva and had religious discourses with him. So, all of these great personalities were present at this very famous and historical meeting of Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So many of these are, just like you mentioned, Srila Vyasadeva, Narada, they were all sitting on the bank of the Ganges, having heard the news of Parikshit Maharaj's departure. Parikshit Maharaj, as in the, I think, 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, 11th or 12th canto, there's a list of the different dynasties, and that is one of the 10 subjects of the Puranas that are studied in different dynasties, different kings. So these descriptions actually end practically soon after Parikshit Maharaj, because in Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga started, and in Kali Yuga, previously kings would reign, you know, they would rule the citizens for many years, because they were qualified king, they would be taking up, generally they would take up responsibility at a relatively young age also, you know, because as soon as, let's say those who were elder would see that as soon as he became qualified, they would retire, because they would retire and take Vanaprastha. But in Kali Yuga, there's a list of different kings, but I see after some time that the list stops, because they're all unqualified kings, actually. So in our present system of education and the history classes, these are the subject of study, all the unqualified kings of Kali Yuga, who simply believe in all kinds of sinful activities and totally irresponsible and unqualified to lead the citizens. So therefore, you know, it's very logical when we stop and think about it, it's very logical that why study such things, you know. These are the personalities, and as we see here, we just get a little glimpse of their very uncommon activities. I mean, you know, we hear like some of the sons of Brahma born from his mind. And the higher planets, the birth actually is also there. Birth, death, old age, and diseases, and all throughout all the planetary systems of the universe. But they take place in a different way. So naturally, these great personalities means they are great because they perform many uncommon, unusual activities. Of course, many of these you know, they are so uncommon that they appear for even for us as devotees sometimes difficult to comprehend. You know, I mean, how can somebody drink the entire the whole water of the universe? You know? So all these personalities have gathered, and I guess in the days that will be coming in the next few verses, because this chapter is like preparing the scene, setting the scene for the arrival of Shukadeva Goswami, and after hearing this description of these great personalities and understanding, because we know a little bit the story, that Shukadeva Goswami was just 16 years old. You know, it's a 16-year-old boy. He came to this place after all these great personalities had arrived on the scene. Here comes, you know, a long-haired, you know, 16-year-old kid, right?
Naked.
Naked, you know, yeah, but because all of these sages are real sadhus, just by one look at this young 16-year-old Shukadeva Goswami, they immediately put him on the Vyasa Sangha. You're the one who's going to speak and instruct Parikshit Maharaj. So this is part of our history, personalities. As mentioned here, I mean, not only coming from different parts of this of the world, but actually coming from different parts of the universe. That means that in those days, I mean, that's not that long ago. You know, 5,000 years. I mean, looking at in the context of greater history is quite recent.
Under a generation.
Yeah. Just like in the Nectar Devotion, there are sections describing how when Krishna was in Dwarka, at that time different demigods, you know, different demigods would come for darshan and for contemplation. With Krishna, even Lord Brahma, that whole pastime is described there. So that means basically that when dharma is followed, when dharma is properly established, then it allows for all kinds of very extraordinary things, you know, very auspicious things to also take place. Which means the opposite is also true, that when the principles of dharma are not followed, are not understood, are not respected, when sadhus are not, when their instructions are not followed, and when citizens are not cared for, you know, as it is nowadays. I mean, the Bhagavatam, you know, what are the seven? There are seven living entities who need a very special attention or special protection. That's important actually for us to know, especially in what we're trying to do here. The Bhagavatam lists seven personalities, seven living entities. Which are those seven?
Cow.
Huh?
Cow.
Cow.
Woman.
Children.
Women.
Women. Children.
Children.
Old people.
Old people. Disease.
People are diseased.
Brahma.
And dominance.
That's six. I think it's six that's named.
Six. Possibly it's okay. women, children, brahmanas, cows, yes. Old men, mm-hmm. And older people, and you can see six. So, I mean, if we look at how these different living entities are treated in society today, I mean, we see how, it's just an indication of a result of adharmic activities going on. So some of these personalities Prabhupada mentioned, are still living, you know, are still meditating, including security as it is. Okay. Any questions on this? It's we get a little glimpse also of like some of the personalities because everyone being different, they specialize. So it mentioned about Parashara. Many of these personalities are written quite extensively. So, you know, yeah, just like yesterday I was discussing with Atmatattva Prabhu regarding our need to set up our Vedic library, Bhaktivedanta library. And of course it's not possible to get all the books, but there are standard books. That's what he did in Mayapur. He was mentioning to me yesterday actually how himself and Bhaktivedanta Puna Maharaj, they brought together, they got various other standard books of knowledge. There are actually 14 standard divisions, 14 books of knowledge that comprise all the knowledge needed, you know, to function both materially and spiritually, because we're in the material world, we need all kinds of material knowledge also, you know, to survive and to live, growing food, looking after cows, etc. like that. So all this knowledge is actually, you know, there. Of course, a lot of it has been lost in Kali Yuga. I don't know if it was Rupa Goswami, one of the Goswamis has written somewhere that of the Vedas that were, you know, written and put into writing by Srila Vyasadeva and many of his followers, as much as over 80% is actually lost today. You know, so what is existing now is maybe like 12% or something, and even a lot of that is still not available. In the English language, still in Sanskrit language. So of course, you know, Srila Prabhupada has made it very easy for us because, you know, most of us don't know Sanskrit and even if we did actually we'd probably get lost in studying all of these texts. But Srila Prabhupada has given us actually the essence of all of those 14 books of knowledge are actually in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Natarajan Bhagavatam. So these are the four main books. But from that, of course, we can, and Prabhupada does encourage to mention the various purports, how devotees can, in certain areas where there's a need to specialize or get more details. He does give a list of various books himself to the Prabhupada. So we need to actually, standard books, we need to start getting some of these books and making, that's very important. It's like, you know, if we don't have, if there are no Vedas in the world, it's like, sometimes the Vedas get stolen and it's a big problem, you know. If you don't have your, you know, it's like you buy a car, right? You buy a car. And there's a guiding manual, right? So you buy any machine, and you know, they're like thick manuals, how to work your machine. So if you don't have that book, some little problem is there. You they're stuck. So in the same way, I mean, you know, these are like the standard books of knowledge for humanity, and without these books, we are lost. So without taking advantage of the knowledge and the information that's in these books, then there's so many things that we're not aware of. Just like, you know, because we're making a small effort to develop this kind of like, lifestyle, you know, based on Varnashram principles, there's so many things, you know, I mean, every day we are learning that there's so many things to learn. You know, we're finding out that there's so much knowledge that we don't have, and you know, that's a little bit why we're going to different places and gathering. Very important to gather knowledge and properly execute our various duties and responsibilities. Person is very thing.
Yes, ma'am, but he's going out to get some flowers.
He's going out. This is not the time to get flowers. Week before, you know, darshan. we'll have darshan. You can offer the flowers after me. You mean for Guru Puja?
I think so. We do have flower at all.
Jai Gaurantara Jai Gaurantara Jai Gaurantara Jai Gaurantara
Thank you.